Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
There are so many symptoms of menopause that it can affect women in different ways, and some women experience hot flashes and mood swings and depression and anxiety and weight gain. Oh, it's a lovely list we women go through that we can possibly experience while we're going through menopause. My guest today is Dr. Wolf Utian. He's a reproductive endocrinologist and world-renowned researcher, author, and lecturer on menopause and infertility. Welcome to the show, Dr. Utian. So tell us a little bit about menopause thinking in general. What has changed over the years when we used to whisper the words, the change?
Oh, a lot has changed. When I did my first book, I met with a group of women, the publishers in New York, and I wanted to call it the Menopause Manual. And there was a shocked silence, and all the women said, no self-respecting woman would read a book with the word menopause on the title. Now here I'm just come out with a new edition of my book, Change Your Menopause, and there are many books that have come out in the past with the title. So women speak about it, and they have access to lots of information. Problem is that much of it is confusing them, and there's a lot of controversy about things like, should I take hormones, not take hormones, and they get mixed messages and really don't know what to think or where to go.
Well, now we'd prefer to hear the word menopause because now we know what we're going through and we've heard about all these symptoms. We don't have to whisper about it. So what about recommendations for hormone therapy? We hear the risk of breast cancer is increased, but bone density is helped. Or this, you know, you hear so many different things.
You hear it all, and a lot of this real fear dates back to 2002 in a study called the Women's Health Initiative. They stopped one arm where they were giving both the estrogen plus progestin to women aged between 50 and 80. And they had a press conference and literally terrified women with hormones cause cancer, all women should stop. And most women did stop. Now, what has changed is that we've got evidence that many of the women who stopped unfortunately developed heart attacks. There was an increased incidence of death from heart attacks, death from bone fractures. And when the latest information just a year ago, the final sort of analysis of the WHI was published, surprise, surprise, the risk factors that they described were nowhere near as serious as what they originally did when they terrified people.
Now, are you talking about hormones?
In fact, much more positive.
Are you talking about hormones with progestin or just estrogen alone? Is there a difference? You're talking about both.
Yeah. When we speak about estrogen only, the news is really good because you have all the benefits of alleviation of the symptoms, the hot flashes, the vaginal dryness, the vaginal pain and discomfort, benefits on the skin and the eyes and the ears and the hair and the less wrinkling, but also less bone fractures, less heart attacks. The good news from the WHI on the estrogen side is that there's actually also less breast cancer. Surprise, surprise.
Wow. So it is still, you know, that's what women want to hear, Dr. Utian. So are there certain hormones, if you're going to talk to your doctor about it, and we hear about bioidentical, compounded, you know, hormone replacements that are different than the kind that you get from your doctor, you know, complementary.
Right.
Tell us about those compounded and various ones.
I think this is one of the most misleading aspects of that women. It's sort of a result because women were terrified when the WHI news came out in 2002. A sort of cottage industry started, and that has now become a major industry called compounding hormones or bioidentical hormones. It's a real misrepresentation because we're still speaking about the same estrogen or progesterone, the two major hormones that women produce, and there are multiple products that have been tested and evaluated and approved by the FDA, and that are monitored by the FDA. So one of the things that has also come out in recent studies is that many of the compounded hormones are really either overdosed in estrogen or underdosed or overdosed in progesterone, or carry impurities that should not be there. And the problem is that these products are not monitored by the FDA. So the bottom line is that when women are considering taking hormones, the recommendation from all major medical organizations these days is ask your doctor for a hormone that has been approved by the FDA. And you can get a natural estrogen and a natural progesterone in multiple products, skin patches and creams and tablets and so on, that have been approved by the FDA.
So you just want to make sure that whatever it is you're taking, because that's a myth, bioidentical hormones are not necessarily safer and more effective than FDA approved.
No, in fact, if anything, they may potentially carry more risk. Our organization, North American Menopause Society, we did a survey we published late last year on compounded hormones, and we found there were at least 4 cases of women who had developed uterine cancer on compounded hormones. If you go into the medical literature, there are other cases that have also been reported from different parts of the world. And the reason is that many of the compounded products are overdosed in the estrogen and underdosed in the progesterone, which should be there to protect the lining of the uterus against uterine cancer. So again, it comes back again to the same message. If you're going to take a hormone, I'm not saying everybody should, but if you're going to take a hormone, make sure it's been approved by the FDA.
So we hear about hormones for menopausal symptoms and for perimenopausal mm-hmm. symptoms, but what about for, you know, and for the dryness, as you say, and hot flashes and things, but as we go through menopause, now our risk for all these diseases, because our bodies are changing, increases.
Yes.
What do you want women to know about that change and what you want them to do? I mean, first of all, Dr. Utian, you know, periods change. They get really, really heavy. So what do you want women to know about as they go through that change, the changes in their body and what they can do about it besides hormones?
Well, this I describe this very carefully in the book, because I think the real message is, first of all, educate yourself and know something about what's going on, so that when you go and see your doctor, you go there as an informed person, ready to ask the right questions and expecting the right kind of management. The big thing about the menopause is that it's a marker. It's a normal event in a woman's life cycle, but it's a change from the reproductive years to the post-reproductive. When the hormones decrease, some women will be at increased risk of bone loss and fractures. They'll be at increased, some at increased risk of heart disease. Apart from the symptoms, like the vaginal drying that can be associated with painful intercourse, but the menopause is a great time to go back and get a full medical checkup. First of all, are there any undiagnosed problems that have not yet expressed themselves clinically, like diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, the risk for bone fracture? We can pick up that with special tests. Menopause is a great time to go and get that tested. If
you only have about 20 seconds, Dr. Utian, okay. Just about 20 seconds.
Some women will have no problems, and they just need to lead a healthy lifestyle. Some women will have problems, and they should be considering hormones, and if so, take an FDA-approved product.
Well, you certainly cleared a bunch for us up today, and what a good way to put it, that menopause is a time to kind of take stock of your health and look at the things that you're doing and get all the tests that you need to see if there's anything underlying. And the book is Change Your Menopause, Why One Size Does Not Fit All. And you can read more about Dr. Wolf Utian at utianllc.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.